Blog Talk Radio.
Then I come for your board. Think the track is bleeding, dead in the core. Slick, shit, before I rip it and bore. Look at my face, you can tell that I'm slick. The blood exercise, 10 in the clip. Y'all niggas ready for the uncounted bit. D.O. Got Bebo, hucking your shit. That won't get older, I'm the sticky doja. Got me appearing on a wanted poster. It's like when your body get caught in rotor. When I stack like strings to boat motors. My kitchen prints look like Jeffrey Dahmer's. Boy screaming for mama from the drama. My hunger for hip-hop got my gun up. Yo, 8-ball, hit the Maddie Runner.
Yeah, 8-ball, blazing the hay. Inhale a pound almost every day. Real players run the game that they play. That's why I'm doing it the player way. I say those lines potent and real. Showing skills all my homies can feel. Smile, let you see the name on my grill. Cut the track up, let me show you the deal. I be twisting, get that red, man. You get it on, cooking dope, making bread, man. I got the eagle full of hollow tip lead, man. Hear what I said, man. All that weak noise. Alright, Buster, go and get your little weak boy. You know what bring a player joy. Playing with them Glock toys. See how the boy all suckers tripping. Full of liquor, acting like a bunch of women living. Interested in what I be gripping. Dipping in the bin, zipping. Pants all you haters faking. Running around seeing real players imitating. Breaking concentration all up in my situation. Pay blazing. Get y'all shit together. Coffee shop, we with whatever. 8-ball, stay high forever.
Keep it under my level.
We here to keep the party live. Smoke haze till we chinky eyes.
What a brawl, we can meet outside.
Red and ball be down the ride.
Yo, yo, look around you, motherfuckers. It's a hip-hop holocaust. Yeah, we just found the right superheroes to take care of that shit.
Head rushing green stinky. Feeling like a nigga dropped a Mickey. Drink up the Hen and watch me get tipsy. Who wanna ride with me 160? Up and down 48 tracking. These ass thinking doze in straight beat jacking. Ball batting rhymes all in your skull cracking. Acting like I got a problem that's heavy to me. Smoking brothers like a doobie in a gangster movie. MC turn stank like an old lady coochie. Balling red beat all up in your shit. So deep that it be damn near permanent. So authentic, you can tell it from counterfeit. Who want a hit of the purest coffee shop crop? Guaranteed to be bombed to the last drop. Falling red, keep it stone like bedrock. We
I'm going to blackout mode. I smash cheese, that's your mousetrap hole.
Yo, who fucks you, baby?
And Kojak knows my flow.
Kodak.
Couldn't hold that pole.
Wow.
You be playing tough in the streets. Blue collar MCs suffer the heat until I reach the assassin's team. Right angle, better double your sleep. I'm just a black nationwide trainer. Cops looking for red for canna raiders. You need more than lion trainers to tame us. Famous for cuffing mics with five fingers. That's why I walk so distorted. Any form of hash aborted. Words so superb, it'll turn to herb if you snort it. 50 seconds and Nick can vouch for it.
We keep it critical.
If you're hardcore, spit it out. Ow, ow, ow. Doc will be arousing police. My underground won't be plowing the streets. So if you play me, you the best MC. Bring your arm over here and handcuff me. We battle through the cattle, learn to speak. Pulse examine me, I'm straight up free.
Get y'all shit together. Coffee shop, we with whatever. 8-ball, stay high forever.
Yo, Doc, keep it tough under my level.
We here to keep the party live. Smoke haze till we stinky eyes.
When a brawl, we can meet outside.
Red and ball be down the ride.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. I am your host, Big Bap. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Y'all know how we have to kick this off. I have to do it with my famous opening because I told y'all we are doing this all of 2021. I will be starting off the show with Fuck Stephen A. Smith. And I need y'all to understand I mean that wholeheartedly and sincerely. Fuck Stephen A. Smith. All right, y'all. I hope y'all got y'all drinks. I hope you got your drinks ready. I'll go ahead and get you something nice, good, warm to drink because baby, guess what? It is Christmas season. It is upon us. If you celebrate it, if you support it, that is it. If you don't, that's okay, too. I don't tell anybody what to do. Personally, I don't care what you do. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. I have my drinks. My drinks are sponsored by Uppity Edibles. I have two actual different drinks tonight. So one is real simple, and the other one's a little complex. So I'm going to tell y'all, okay, so I want y'all to vote with me, all right? So let's go ahead and put this up. So for production manager, throw this up there. For the host tonight, I am drinking drink A or drink B. Now, I'm going to tell you, A is light and simple, so you tell me which drink you prefer based off of what you think I'm drinking tonight. You know me, so tell me which one you think I will like more. And I will give my answer to this at the end of the show because I'm going to drink both of these bitches during the show. So if you're getting fucked up, get fucked up with me because I love you because we're gonna turn up a little bit. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. Let's breathe a second. Let me catch my breath with you. Let's breathe. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. Welcome to the 12th month of the year. Welcome to you're less than 7 days away from the next full moon cycle. Let's welcome in some things. Let's welcome change. Let's welcome out with the old, in with the better. Fuck the new. For my friends that are listening tonight, let me give y'all one word of advice. Production manager, you might want to share this link out tonight with some people because they're going to want to hear this opening statement that I have for my friends. But I don't want you to hear this. If you've been in a fucked up relationship or you've gone through a fucked up relationship, stop trying to replace a fucked up relationship with a fucked up relationship. Take time to heal for you. I know that's hard, and I know that's lonely, and I know that's boring, and I know that's incandescent to what it is that you would like to be right now. But sometimes it takes you getting you together for you to be able to thoroughly enjoy somebody else. I watched the video today, and the girl said, only thing that I have to offer is pussy. I don't know how to be a good woman. I know how to cook, but whatever. I've been hurt. I've been through some stuff. Sometimes you got to be honest with yourself. I wasn't even mad at her when she made the post because I understood the depth of what she was coming from. Sometimes you don't bring nothing to the table but pussy or dick. You've been through so much. You've been so hurt. You've been so traumatized. You've been so demoralized. Yeah, I added some words there because, like, I need y'all to understand. It wasn't one word. I put, like, four of them together and threw that word out there because some of y'all have been through that. It's okay. It is time for us as a whole to stand up, to rise again, to take our claim to fame. And sometimes our claim to fame is just acknowledging that we're better than some people gave us fucking credit for. Sometimes being your claim to fame is saying, bitch, I'm still here. Sometimes your claim to fame is, mom and dad, you can't kill me. Sometimes your claim to fame is, bitch, I don't want to go to church. Sometimes your claim to fame is, no, I don't want to go to college. Sometimes your claim to fame is sometimes simply saying, no, I don't want to. And if that is your claim to fame, there is absolutely nothing wrong with claiming what you need, because at the end of the day, if you don't claim what you need, how do you expect to get it out of somebody else? If you don't know what you like, if you don't know if you are a nice walk on the beach holding hands, or you somebody who would rather get choked out because you want to, you know, that's what you like a little bit. Sometimes you might be a combination of both, but sometimes you don't even know what you like. Sometimes the only thing that you might know is that you like Hennessy, you like Bad Boys, and you like the smell of weed, Newports, and Black and Miles. You might be somebody who just get off on the scent of sniffing gas. I don't know what your problems is. But what I can honestly tell you is we can get better collectively, and you can get better as an individual. The first thing that you have to recognize and that you have to understand is that don't nobody out here in this world owe you shit. I've had that conversation a lot this week. Nobody owes you shit. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your spouse, not your job, not nobody, unless you actually did something for them to incline owe you something. But just because you woke up, just because the axis of the world revolves, just because the sun shines, just because the rain falls, just because snow is white, just because clouds are stormy and dark, just because hurricanes and typhoons throw water everywhere, that doesn't mean the world owes you shit, bitch, because you woke up. Get up and live a little bit. Help out your neighbor. Go outside and just actually take out the fucking trash. Rake the motherfucking yard. Wash the motherfucking dishes. Actually clean the bathroom behind your nasty ass. Mop your floor. Wash your walls. Get your baseboards. Get around your motherfucking front porch. Take care of your nasty ass dogs, cats, and animals. See, the problem is everybody want to have shit and want to be responsible for nothing. It's not that we bad, y'all. Accountability, patience, kindness, meekness, humbleness. Those virtues still mean something today. There are people still today looking for those types of virtues out of a person, and I hope that they can find it in you. There is absolutely no guarantee that it's going to come from you. But the hope that we have is that something great will stem from you. Society is hoping that something great stems from you. Your family is hoping that something great stems. I didn't say they believe. I said hope. The college that you attended hopes that greatness stems from you. There is no guarantees in life, people. There's no guarantee that you'll be here tomorrow. There's no guarantee that you'll find love. There's no guarantee that you'll find wealth. There's no guarantee that you'll find anything that you're searching for that's outside of yourself. One of the greatest compliments that I tell my wife every single day is I love you and I give you everything that I have, but I prepare for you to live as if I'm not here tomorrow, whether that's through death or whether you choose to not be in a relationship with me, because the most easiest concept to understand, the most beautiful concept to acknowledge, is that you're not going to be here tomorrow, that death is possible. We live and we act as if it's not. And then when we get a diagnosis that death is imminent or that we're getting ready to go through something, the first thing that we begin to do is we start trying to decide, do I want to die or do I want to live? And if I do die, if I am going to die, if dying is inevitable for me in the next weeks, months, years, dates, whatever the case may be, if it's actually plausible for us, then is when we decide that we want to live. Then is when we want to go skydiving, bungee jumping, base jumping, traveling to places that we've never been, completing our bucket list. Completing our sexual bucket list. Right? What do you want? Where are you going? And who do you need to be? Sometimes in life, and I do mean sometimes, you have to look at things through somebody's eyes. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Judge not, it should be judged first. Burning in hell, but don't deserve to be. Got niggas that don't even know they wanna murder me, because they heard of me, and they know that the dark is for real, the spark is for real. When you see that spark, it'll kill. Keep talking about parking and chill. Take it over there, walk with it. My yo to Cali, Baltimore, back to New York with it. Come through mine, up 129, up the school sheet tonight. Come through mine, spark my dog. Get at me, nigga. Get at me, nigga, with the dead lips. Never forget what real is. Hat that used to say X the best, so we still live. Can't help feel it. Put the goosebumps on your arm. Take a dance if you want, but I lose chunks with the bomb. The calm before the storm. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and it's getting warm. Feel me, yo. Why the big dog never wanted to play fair with me? Cause I leave blood wherever I go, wherever I flow, niggas who know I can go, feel me, yo. What is it about the dog that gets niggas when they're about to spark, Take it to the heart, cause it's real like that. Give them chill. How do I make them feel like that? It is real. But you don't know what's gonna get you, but you still. But you don't know what's gonna split you. I can play track, make niggas play racks and play sacks. Pay back the bitch. Didn't you used to say that? Play around in dirt to get mud. Cause you know, I can even spread lava, shed blood. The bloodshed turns to mud, man. It's real sticky. Or I can hit you from the roof, make it a quickie. For real. For real. I bear my soul, niggas written dead. My role gives a nigga heart of gold, but with a hole. Lost all control, my shoulders hold a lot of weight. Just like, since I'm stolen, instant hole, it's not an eight. But then it's not a stake, and it's too late.
The changes to be made,
that's what I get for fucking rich.
Changes in the shade,
it's sick. That nigga's got to give me a plate. For the same reason that fate chose to give me the weight. Take away hate. Now I'm supposed to love the one that cursed me. The one that wouldn't give me a cup of water when I was thirsty. It was always him first me, but now I gotta teach him. Personal feelings put aside, cause now I gotta reach him. What I like to do is turn my head like I don't know. But it seems like I've been called on the show, from a song. And if you've never met me, then you've no right to judge me. It's not a good heart, but just hard to get up in it. Feel the pain, feel the joy of a man who is a heck of a boy. Okay.
All right, y'all, welcome back. This next section is one of my favorite personal sections of our show. It is Black History, it's World History, and it's brought to you by SCB Catering. You can reach SCB Catering at scbcatering@gmail.com, or you can call 561-425-2519. They are the home of the most amazing catering service that you can find, and also they are the parent company of Uppity Edibles. So if you are looking to have any delicious treat or having a catered meal that will seat 5,000, call SCB Catering at 561-425-2519. All right, y'all, let's get into this because we are getting ready to do one of my favorite segments, and this segment is called Black History is World History. And tonight we have – I'm going to read this because sometimes I think when I give you guys a preference, it kind of takes away from the nostalgia, but I want to, because I can give you my personal experience, but this is what the production manager sent me. So I just want to read some of these excerpts real quick, just so you can understand the magnitude of this person in the moment of time that they were able to present their art to the world, okay? So this person was born and is an American stand-up comedian, actor, and social critic. That last part is important, social critic, okay? He was also known for his uncompromising exemptions of racism on topical contemporary issues, which involve vulgarities and profanities, as well as racial epithet. He reached a broad audience with his tenacious observations of storytelling style and is widely regarded as one of the most influential stand-up comedians of all time. His body of works, we're going to skip that for a second because I also want to I want to read his body of work last because you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about when I read the body of work, okay? This person has won an Emmy in 73, has won 5 Grammy Awards in 74, 75, 76, 81, and 82. One of those years is the year I was born. In 74, he also won 2 American Academy Humor Awards and the Writers Guild Award. He's the first ever Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize of American Humor and was presented to him in 1998. He was listed as the number one Comedy Central list of all-time greatest stand-up comedians. And in 2017, Rolling Stone ranked him as the first on its list of 50 best stand-up comedians of all time. Notice we didn't specify a color here yet. I want y'all to understand that. His body of work includes concert movies and recordings in this order. Richard Pryor Live and Smoking, 1971. That Nigga's Crazy, 1974. Is It Something I Said, 1975. Bicentennial Nigga, 1976. Richard Pryor Live and Concert, 1979. Richard Pryor Live on the Sunset Strip, 1982, and Richard Pryor Here and Now, 1983. As an actor, he starred mainly in comedies such as The Silver Streak, 76, but occasional dramas such as Paul Schrader's Blue Collar, 78, and action films such as Superman 3 in 1983. He collaborated on many projects with actor Gene Wilder. Another collaborator that he frequently worked with was Paul Mooney. And I'm so happy that our production manager picked this person to give me for this because I need people to understand if you thought Dave Chappelle would be canceled in today's culture, then there's no way in the hell you're not going to tell me Richard Pryor wouldn't be. And I don't say this to belittle, bemoan, behest, or disrespect anybody, but that man was a genius, and the issues that he put in front of us were relevant, and the issues that he put in front of them in the 70s are still relevant in 2021 and going forward. See, the people ask me, why do you start off your show with Fuck Stephen A. Smith? And I tell people, when a person tells you that the only thing that you can do is capitulate to the needs of someone else, that is the worst mindset that you can give any child of any race, any nation, any culture, any creed. Your goal and your belief is to stand on and for something. Richard Pryor, although arguably is considered the greatest of all time, I tell people, subsequently, he's number 2 on my list. And I know people say, oh, you can't say nothing about the greats. But I'm going to tell you, he's on my Mount Rushmore. But he's number 2 for me. And I'll give you guys a history lesson on why he's number 2 for me. The person that's number 1 for me, I felt like in my epitome of if I could sit on the stage, and I want people to understand the comedic genius mindset that I just believed that I would be. If I could go back and literally be in the room and be able to help create work and create magic for any one comedian that has ever donned the span of time, I tell you, the one comedian that I would want to write for is Rudy Ray Moore, a.k.a. Dolemite. If you don't know who that is, you're not old enough to reference that, that's okay. But those, on my Mount Rushmore of comedians. I'm going to give it to you, and it's in non-sequential order, but I'm going to give you my top four greatest comedians of all time. And you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like them. Number one with the bullet, Rudy Ray Moore. Number two with the bullet, Richard Pryor. Number three with a bullet, Martin. And number four with a bullet, Dave Chappelle. That's it. Everybody else was good, in my opinion. And I don't disrespect anybody, because I'm telling you, there's honorable mentions. Red Fox. Bernie Mac is held in fifth place on that list. I mean, shit. Like, and Bernie Mac is one of my favorites. But when we're talking about greatest, I tell people, when you talk about GOAT status, because everybody wants to talk about, oh, I'm the GOAT. Let me give you how I classify GOATs. To be the GOAT, in my opinion, you have to be able to do something in such a way that nobody else can do, nobody else can come behind you, nobody can even fathom wanting to actually be on the stage. There's not a lot of people who've ever been able to get on the stage and say, hey, listen, I don't want to go behind that person. I just feel like those four comedians, when they get off the stage after doing their set, there's nothing left for you to say to an audience. It's just my opinion. I'm not taking away from the greatness that is anyone else. Everyone is great to their own level, their own epithet. Take it how you want to. But when we're talking about actually reaching a level of epitome of going and getting to where you feel like you have reached the greatest that you've ever had to give to people and the greatest that you will ever give to people, those four comedians, I feel like, reach the level that transcends all things, all times, all genres, all creeds. And if you don't believe that, then go look at the awards, go look at the accolades, go look at the thoughts and the respect that came from their peers. Not just them, but look at their peers and look at the credence that their peers had for them. And when you look and you understand that their peers respected them to a level that is unmatched and unfathomed, then you'll understand not only why they are on the Mount Rushmores of where they are, but they will continue to be on the Mount Rushmores of where they are. All right? So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. And I'll holler.
You can't play the diamond mommy. foolish like a Sharpie. You gotta convince me, nigga, if you really want me. Tell me what happened to the Tiffany gift and all the quality time and Caribbean trips. Now you creep with some freaks every night of the week. I send you 745 by the side of the street. I'm sick of being lonely, I'm ready to creep. You out tricking with your homie, I'm hitting the street. What?
Don't finish your statement. You alone, call me. I'll be your replacement. Put me in the game, coach. You should let that lane go. Let that lick on your neck and go down to your ankle. Cause ain't no go better. Freaking your fella from the field to creep with.
When your guys are damn it,
honey, you looking good. More good than a plate of neck bone. Tenderized and yummy. Energizer, bunny. Can't compete with me cause I be going and going, growing. Swim emotion in your ocean from night to morning. Give it up and then puffing breath, stankin' and yawning. Something so pretty as you at home alone. That's unbelievable. Life in the cows, I'm over the moon now. I never put nothing before you. That's like eating cereal, picking a bowl. Oh, what's boom?
All right, guys, we are back. We are back. Welcome back to the Big Bap and Friends show. All right, we are getting ready to do one of my favorite segments, but before we do that segment, you know we got to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors. So let's go ahead and give a shout-out to DOYO/Experience the Sense. You guys know what it is. We are getting ready to open back up, so y'all know we're getting ready to have everything. We're going to have our sage, our body oils, our sugar scrubs, and, of course, our beautiful and most fragrant scents. So as we do that, let's go ahead and get into what y'all know it is, and it is our last week of birthdays. So we're going to go from roughly about the 3rd to today, and let's go ahead and get those knocked out. So if we go back to the 3rd, are we going back that far to the 3rd, or are we starting the 5th? Where are we starting at, production manager? Where am I starting at? I think I went back too far. I did. I went back too far. We're starting at the 6th. I apologize. Production manager had to get me right, so I apologize, guys. Don't beat me up. All right, so let's go with December the 6th, and we're going to come up to today current. So we have the Less Twins, which are, oh, my God, I absolutely love these gentlemen. When I tell you the way that they work together, and I didn't know they were younger than me. I actually thought they were a little bit closer to my age. So shout out to the Less Twins. We were just talking about comedians in the last segment. Donnell Rollins is a famous comedian. His birthday is also the 6th. K.D. Albrecht, that woman is so beautiful. Like, her chocolateness just shines out. Shout out to Millie Davis. A lot of you guys who don't have kids are not going to know who that is, but she's just one of my daughter's favorite characters on Odd Squad. So if you have kids, you've ever seen the TV show Odd Squad, go find out who Millie Davis is. Give that young princess a great shout-out. She's an amazing actor. Giannis Antetokounmpo's birthday is December the 6th, and he's not famous enough, so we're not giving him a shout-out. Y'all know how I do on this show. If you're not famous enough, I'm not giving you a shout-out. I'm sorry. I just believe in that. All right, December the 7th. Baby, I love Sagittarius. Y'all are crazy for the right, wrong reason. Shout out to one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history. I arguably believe he's in the top three of all time. I don't care what order you put him in. Jerry Rice is definitely first. I believe that Randy Moss is two or three, depending upon your argument. And this guy right here, Terrell Owens, is two or three, depending upon your argument. But shout out to Terrell Owens. Happy birthday, my brother. 49ers in the house, let's go. We won tonight as well. J.B. Gill's birthday, December the 6th, and Chris Clark's birthday is December the 7th as well. December the 8th, oh, this is a great day. I like December the 8th birthdays. We got Sammy Davis Jr., Nicki Minaj's birthday is December the 8th, Joy Reid's birthday is December the 8th, Wendell Pierce's birthday is December the 8th, Dwight Howard's birthday is December the 8th, and these other two, David Harewood. I love him as an actor, man. He doesn't get enough credit. Shout out to him. And Tyler Jacobs Williams' birthday is December the 8th. Again, one of my Mount Rushmore guys right here who should be like a 1B or a 1A comedian, Red Fox, is December the 9th. PNB Rock is December the 9th. Eric Bledsoe, Cannabis. Man, listen, Cannabis would have almost been great had him and LL not had that battle. Cannabis would have been on his way had they not went that way. All right, so And then we get into classic. We get into classic Sagittarius behavior here with the 10th. We got Raven Simone's birthday, Michael Duncan Clark Taylor, Evelyn Lozada, Matt Forte, Theodore Wilson, and Dion Waiters. So, again, we got into the Sagittarius mindset of a little bit of crazy, a little bit of love right there with those. And then we're going to get to the 11th. Again, like I told y'all, we are dead smack in Sagittarius season with this. December 11th, we have Monique. Feel how you want to, whether you like her or dislike her, great woman. Most Deaf, again, feel how you like or don't like about him. Jermaine Jackson. Listen, Jermaine Jackson should be the king of the Beijing commercial. Like, if you want a perfect Beijing commercial, like, it just seems like Jermaine Jackson has been rocking Beijing since they actually came out with it. Like, he is, his hair is melanated black to the melanated blackness of the blackness that had ever blacked it. So shout out to Jermaine Jackson and the Jackson 5 and that whole little group right there. Nesta Cooper's birthday is December the 11th, and DJ Yella. On the 12th, again, like I said, y'all know how we get down. I believe that this is still this is really Sagittarius. We got Dionne Warwick, then we got Regina Hall. Because when I look at Regina Hall, like, I love Regina Hall, but Regina Hall also looks like the kind of girl that would just, like, stab you in your chest while you sleep. Like, I don't, like, she played kind of scary roles a little too well, and then she got, like, that kind of, like, dingy girl persona a little bit. Like, Regina Hall, as all the celebrities in Hollywood, as much as I love her, and I think that she is a beautiful woman, and I know I'm probably going to get a lot of slack and feedback for this statement, but she just, like, her eyes scare me just a little bit. Like, she got that look, like, it'll be like, nigga, I said sit down, and you just go sit down. Like, you don't move, you don't go get no popcorn, you don't go do nothing else. You just stop because Regina Hall looked at you a little bit. So shout out to Regina Hall, man. Like, I know if she hears that whole little breakdown, like, she'll probably never listen to my show again. But, Regina, I love you, boo. You're beautiful, though. Listen, tell her I said she's beautiful first, but y'all give her the rest of what I said, because she going to be mad when she hear that. You can't do nothing with it. It was my fault. Love me, hate me. Arguably, this next person, Sheila E., arguably one of – because I hate trying to give preference. A lot of people always say, oh, you got to say black or you got to say woman. Sheila E. is arguably one of the greatest drummers to ever pick up a drumstick. So I don't want to say greatest woman or greatest this, like, in that kind of mindset. Sheila E. arguably is one of the greatest drummers to ever just pick up a drum set. So that's it. We also have one more Shy Glizzy. I don't know who he is. I really probably shouldn't even did him because he really ain't even famous enough to be on my list. And y'all know how I feel about non-famous people getting shout-outs on my show like that. Y'all know I don't do them all that well. So we're gonna do a quick commercial break, and then we're gonna come back with what day it is. We're gonna throw back an old Atlanta classic. So if y'all was in that Snap era, and y'all like to do what y'all do in a fun way, we're going to go all the way back to that snapper real quick. Shout out to my boy Fabo and them. We're going to be geeked up.
Yeah. Remix. Yeah. I see Chico. CT.
39 in the game.
West side, what it do, nigga? East side, sick bullet. You already know. Overboard, let's get it, nigga. Hey, Fabo, you know I can do this. Yeah. From the love, nigga. I don't need nothing, nigga. I said I'm higher than a motherfucker right now. I shoot a nigga dead in this shit right now. They thought I better love, but I don't see how. Pull up in my car and the bitch is like, wow. It was me and Fake DZ. He on 3 pills. Renegotiates, I need another 3 mil. Bitch, you better chill. Can't you see I'm close? Better at it on me, so I pause for the pose. All these players keep looking at me. Slowing down the crime, make it hard for a G. Got a big zone bank head, nothing but a dank head. Slide through on the late night, you give good. And with being slicky, you know we ran a trade. I owe you, you know we ran a game. I'm back like 11 o'clock in the AR steady. Run up on me, motherfucker, I'm ready. Star Trek, Scotty don't wanna give a star. Think I'm in the bone and I bought me a star.
boy should be dangerous. I fly like a blaze when I'm burning turf. Real powder hits a burning hurt. Get music, I'm earning turf. While you football fall like nerves. I'm in the dark. Gotta see my doctor. Gotta be me, dog. I wanna fly.
Guys, we are back. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for us to do our next segment, and it is What Day It Is. What Day It is going to be brought to you by Of The Spirit. Of The Spirit is a business that was started by a dear and wonderful person of mine. But the reason why they started that business is because they wanted everything that they did to be of the Spirit. Anything that they did and given charity, giving love, giving trinkets, giving knickknacks, giving food, giving gifts. They wanted it to be from their heart, from their soul, from their core. So if you're on Facebook, go to the page Of The Spirit, tag that page and say, thank you for just being someone who gives willingly, unselfishly, and give because the reason to give is because there's a need that needs to be met. So we're going to get into What Day It Is. Thank you for What Day Of The Spirit for sponsoring this segment. It's really amazing because that's really on time with what we're dealing with in this atmosphere of what's going on today. But today is National Poinsettia Day. That's a flower. If you know what that flower is, it's a beautiful red flower. I would actually recommend that you go read about that flower. There's a beautiful history about poinsettias and why culturally, once they understood what to do with them and how to harvest them, they kept them within the region that they originally come from. But poinsettias are a beautiful red flower. They're more than just a decoration that hangs up during Christmas time. But I would definitely recommend that you go learn more about what a poinsettia really is. All right. Wow. I didn't do this, y'all. I get the list that the production manager sends me. So I'm going to skip that one. And I'm going to do that one last because we're going to have to go to commercial break after I do that one because that one's just that one's out there. I know she's laughing at me right now as I'm stammering over that one after she sent me that message. Okay, so we have National Ambrosia Day. I hate ambrosia salads. They're nasty. They're gross. As a chef, you can have that shit and throw it in the trash, or you can go give it to whoever thinks that that is a great, wonderful salad to have. Today is also National Gingerbread House Day. I've only made one never. It was funny because I'll tell you guys this quick story. I was in Germany one time, right? And we were getting ready. We were actually preparing Christmas dinner. And one of the guys who came in, one of the German cooks, he was like, hey, I need you to come upstairs. I need you to help us with the gingerbread houses. I said, sir, I don't make decorative foods. And he was like, what? I said, if I'm going to make food, people have to be able to eat it. I don't make anything that gets thrown in the trash. If you're going to throw it in the trash, then I don't want to cook it. I don't want to make it because I believe in putting nutrients in the body. Visual presentation is important, but making sure that you give a person sustenance is more important to me. So shout out to all the gingerbread house makers out there, not taking away from your craft and your skill, but can we do less decorative stuff and more actually feeding of the people? All right? Now, this last one, y'all finna cuss me out a little bit. I didn't do this. If you go Google this, this is actually a day. Today is also National Ding-a-Ling Day. I read it exactly how It is out there. It is National Ding-a-Ling Day. I'm not in the middle of that. I'm going to take a quick commercial break because y'all not going to get me in trouble. I have way too many women who listen to this show, and y'all just not going to do me today. So on that note, we're going to just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and it's light showers, and you're probably hooking up with that girl that's been two-way you all. Her baby daddy's out of town, so you can fuck around. It's okay to check in that Motel 6. $59.95, not a cent more, but I said it. Yeah. Stop by that convenience store and pick up some rubbers. Magnum, I hope. This is based on love, and I love hoes. I just don't pay them.
Cut up, going like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, leave it out. Get that cut up, oh, cut up.
I'm kind of hoping that maybe you want to kick it in the LAC, so later on we'll be rolling. Drop tops, I'm hitting your hot spots, I'm top notch. My niggas never listen, but I told them. When I catch you with the game, running game at the AUC, then later on we'll be bowling. Fat cats, I'm ready to dab that, so back that. No wonder why you waking up rolling.
I'm feeling you looter, smoking my Buddha, coochie recruiter. Coming at the fatty in the black of caddy, so back at them back. Hit it an hour and a half, watch a spectacular flash on the back and leave it dripping down the crack of her ass. Call me Mr. McGillicuddy, chasing booty, thought was silly putty, killer for money, still a thug, get buff. From start poking the locomotion, hitting bunnies for peace and get your buddy. When I feel a scummy, I love the color.
Ten so, butters off, I'm ripping the buttons off, yo. House. Smell the aroma of a ding-a-ling king, ludicrous when I'm in yo. House. Check the ratio of men to women and women to men win down. So, hot for lazy, yo. Hot up in yo, holla while they in yo. House. So we love that.
Cut up, going like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, keep it bound. Get that cut up, oh, cut up.
Now I got the feeling we can cut the hell out of each other, and I hope we be the same thing. Free, we can keep the macros going, handle the business while I bang, bang. Wash the dick off and kick off another session again. I can break them up in the shower, kitchen, flow water, outdoors. The pieces from the east is the shit, and the flesh in the west is the beckle. Twist and let them Chicago without cold.
Come about cold, regular day, freak them on a regular day. Come six times, but it's seven a day. Ludacris in the back of your Chevrolet. What's my name? So magical, I come and touch the game. You motherfuckers really lust the game. Nothing but hating and a look at the scuff. So with the mud, they adrenaline rush, wondering why they don't be busting the thing.
I'm clutching my thing, stuffing it in, stroking it down, beat the stuff up. Shorty, don't love, brother. She give me the booty, I'm breaking it off. I can tell the side of the way that she walks. Fatty flicking like it was dubbed on it. See how to play, you got skills. Get them out the gate of high heels. Full of rubbers and swishes about your powder pack. Wanna smoke, girl, I got a bag. Take a proper crack, keep on what's happening. I love a chick that got a lot of ass. So we love that.
Cut up, going like that. Get that cut up, freaky thing. Get that cut out. Oh, cut out.
Bubbles is in the bathtub, making you stutter from a body butters and back rubs. It's killing me thinking about the bottle that pops, the model to swallow willow. I'm under my pillow staying strapped. Vivid tickles in the middle from Mr. Pickles. You try to escape, so give me the rope, you getting wrapped. Rudy Tooty, so fruity and fresh. No pressure, fruity, your duties. I figure the booty's getting slapped.
I love them chicks that be thick as a loaf of bread. Long as I can still grab a leg to push them up by her head. I would dip up in it, we can make a video, but I got the radio bumping jagged edge by the bed. When you wanna get up with your cutty buddy, come on and dip up through the hideout with Twid. But after we do what we gon' do, get your person get together, because now you got to ride out. Big old Chris, can you
do it again? That's what they asking me. 15, causing catastrophe. Get 10 by me and my family. 15, fulfilling your fantasy. In your condition, I'm wishing you'll take a licking and keep on ticking from bigger thighs. Finger licking never get sick and tired. Just take a look in her eyes, and you can tell she's a bigger thigh. So we love that.
Cut up, going like that. Get that cut up, freaky things, keep it bound. Get that cut up, oh, cut up, freaky things, keep it bound. Cut up the same range, in the range. Let it cut up, cut it like them freaky things. I like it when you let me try anything. Girl, I ain't got nothing but time. Let a nigga get a little cut up, girl.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. We are getting ready to get into our main topic of tonight. This topic tonight is brought to you by our February 25th through 27th event, which is Body Empowerment. This year's theme for Body Empowerment is Carnival Photo Shoot. We will be having some very special guests that we will be announcing at the beginning of the year that will be attending Body Empowerment. This is a private event. It is put on by Of the Spirit and Luxury Fantasy Creations in conjunction with our private investors and our private sponsors, so you will definitely want to be in the room for that. Ticket numbers are limited. We will only have 20 tickets available for this year's Body Empowerment, so please make sure that you get your tickets in advance. So tonight's topic that we wanted to talk about is empowerment versus bait and switch. And this topic was really hard for me to actually come across wanting to do, because it's going to knock down some misconceptions that people have now with the now empowerment community, or what we believe empowering. Because a lot of times it's more bait and switch than it is empowering. Because empowering is taking yourself from a place of saying, you know what, I've been through this, and I'm never going to do that again to myself, and I'm going to teach others a positive way to not go through that as well. But what we now have is we have now a toxic community who have gotten into the empowerment community, and so now we take powerful empowerment statements, and we now metamorph them with bait and switch logic by saying, because I don't want to go through something anymore, I'll now be the person that will attack you first. So in order to not be the victim, I now become the bully. And we're hurting so many people, because there are so many people who are now dealing with narcissistic tendencies. We're now dealing with broken family homes. We're now dealing with low-income poverty situations because we as a community can't get out of our own way to say, let me encourage you, let me embrace you, let me empower you, but we would rather beat you down, scold you down, belittle you, bemean you, behest you, and then hurt you. Nothing in that says love. Empowerment is love. If a person is telling you that something is coming from something and it is to empower you, that first thing it has to be is love. Because for those of you who say that you're Christian, the Bible says above all these things is love. If you go through comedic teaching and you believe in being a spiritual person, the first level to get into peace is finding inner peace through love. So how is it that we're sitting here telling everyone how to be toxic, how to do toxic, and then don't understand why we're not getting any further in life than where we were the last generation? We can't even encourage the next generation because we're so busy trying to be the limelight of this generation. There's so many kids that cannot get the actual resources because the mom and daddy got Jordans. The kids can't get actual school materials for school. You can count down on the list of, if your child needs $250 worth of school supplies, you're complaining about $250 worth of school supplies. But, babe, I guarantee you, you go in somebody's closet right now and open up the door and say, hello, Jordan, somebody. Somebody say Gucci belt, somebody. Somebody say brand new Dodge Challenger sitting in the front yard, somebody. See, I'm not saying that it's nothing wrong with having those things, but how are we encouraging the next generation to be better when we're not even doing better in our current format? We would rather knock someone down than give them mental help. We would rather not be a listening ear so that way we can get our opinion across. We would say, you got to go to church, but then we won't be humble enough to fix our own transgressions. I can't be around people like that. People say, Donald, why do you sit away lonely? Because I don't believe in the bait and switch mentality. It's too many of y'all out there. See, the people that I'm around, when we see somebody in need, the first thing we do is say, hey, can I give you a hug? After we give you a hug, then I say, can I point you to some resources, even if I can't help myself? Because, see, in some situations, it's not designed for you to be the problem solver. You don't always have to put on the cape. See, that's the bait and switch mentality. You go put on the cape so you can run over there and you take care of the problem so then you can tell the person that you took care of the problem. In reality, you didn't really take care of the problem. You just soothed it so you could become the problem. See, it's called bait and switch, people. See, when you encourage somebody, see, when I encourage somebody, see, when I empower somebody, the most important part of empowerment is understanding, baby, I have the ability to walk away today. There is no thing that is more powerful over my life that I can't leave today. Not my wife, not my children, not my friends, not this earth. Baby, if God say I got to come home today, there's nothing that's stopping me from going other than that call. If your job tells you you can come to work, the only thing that's stopping you from going to work is you getting there. If that relationship is put in front of you, the only thing that's stopping you from being in that relationship is you actually becoming a process of that relationship. See, we get so focused on me, I, things, that we forget that love is easy. Love is so simple as seeing a person coughing and bringing them a glass of water. Love is so simple as seeing somebody sick saying, hey, listen, I was in El Paso, Texas, great friend of mine. I love this girl dear to my heart. The first time in my life I ever got severely sick in the United States. The only other time I got severely sick as an adult was overseas in other countries. As an adult in the United States, I generally don't get that sick. But for some reason, whatever was going on in El Paso at that time, I got deathly sick. I mean, I was ugly sick. And the one thing that a friend of mine, this is why I tell her to this day, baby, I love you. I don't give a fuck. If it's whatever it is, you can get it from me. I'll give it to you. Because she came to me and she says, hey, do you want me to go get you some chicken noodle soup and some orange juice? I said, yes, because I can't even go cook. She didn't bring me a little container from 7-Eleven and a can of whatever. She brought me a case of soup and like 2 gallons worth of orange juice for one sick person who was only going to probably need that for a couple of days. But it was the abundance of saying, regardless of how long you're going to be sick, I may not be able to come back tomorrow or the next day, but you should be good until I can see you again. See, that's the simplicity of love. It's taking care of the need in the situation where you meet people at. But we want to, oh, let me love on you. Let me help you. Let me weasel my way into this. Now we're in a relationship type situation of now calling ourselves empowered and empowering. And then when we miss out, then when we go without, and then when we take from and we go through the bait and switch process, now we're mad because we don't understand the spirit that came into our life. Because I keep telling people, spirits walk too. We get so focused on talking about in the spirit realm, bitch, some of y'all laid up next to a spirit right now. Some of y'all are currently in relationships with spirits right now. And I'm not talking about the good kind. Y'all calling them boos, bays, husbands, wives, confidants, business partners, whatever term you want to give it. Y'all dealing with some right now. See, let me get you ready. We're getting ready to go through another moon cycle. By Saturday, we're going to go through a full moon. Y'all going to see all types of weird shit start to happen as you go to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This week is going to be crazy because this is what's called the end of the year moon. Full moon. So everything that has cultivated from the beginning of the year, all 360, remember. Also, remember, you're getting ready to go through what's called the season of the wise men. The 25th, 24th, and 23rd of the month when you actually look up at the sky, the moon will be in the same position because actually it sits still for 3 days. This is why the constellation is called the three wise men. These three constellations in the moon sit parallel to each other for 3 days in a row, and then on the third day they go in the opposite direction. If you don't believe me, go Google it. This is Astronomy 101. This is Earth 101. You don't have to believe it. It's facts. You're getting ready to go through that period of everything's going to stand still. In this season, be patient. If you're dealing with a bait-and-switch relationship versus an empowered relationship, be patient. Sit still in this season because you're going to see some things. They talk about signs and wonders. Oh, you're going to see them in this season. Because as you go into what we call the new year, is what y'all believe January 1st to be. I believe in spring, but y'all can call it January. However it works for you, go with what you want. But as you go into this next season, what you're going to see is people are going to unmask themselves. You're going to see them for who they are. The key is acknowledging what you see, accepting what you see, and then doing something with it. See, we acknowledge it always, but see, we don't always accept it. See, when you make an excuse for the next person, that's not accepting their behavior. Punch you in the face and you say, ooh, I deserved it. You didn't acknowledge their behavior, because see, there was no reason for them to punch you, because we can effectively communicate to fix the issue. See, I tell people, if we got to start putting our hands on each other, let me tell you how quickly I'm not going to be in the relationship with you, because there's no reason for me to touch you, just like there's no reason for you to touch me, unless we want to be touching. We know that's totally different. We both enjoy that. That's not the same. But if we're going to talk about the relationship and fixing the issues, we can't resort to violence, because then we lost the process of communication. We can't resort to anger because we lost the process of communication. We can have passion. We can have emotions. We can have empathy. We can have regret. All of those things are okay because that builds the body. That's like making soup. You got to put all the ingredients in it so it can get hearty, so you can put it in the bowl so you can eat it and it eventually get full. But if you just put water in there and put it on the table, baby, that's broth. That's not soup. They're not the same. So you have to understand, in order to get something effective out of a relationship, the communicational factor on both ends has to be paramount. See, a highly effective listener shuts the fuck up and gives you the floor. Of a highly effective listener is they don't respond to hear themselves talk. They respond based off of the statement in order to gain clarity. Two. See, in order to be a highly effective communicator, foremost, you must be a highly effective listener. It's called active listening. You must participate in the listening process, not self-indulge. Ooh, I can't believe he said that to me. I can't believe they responded like that. See, you're not participating. You're being selfish. That's a you statement. That's not a we statement. See, if you're going to communicate, communication is we. There's no need to communicate as I, because if I need to do it, why the fuck do I need to talk to you? I never understood that. Oh, you ain't going to realize how much you need me. Bitch, if I needed you, I would be talking to you. Craziest situation. You got exes calling people who are in current relationships talking about things that happened 5, 6, 7 bitch fucking a decade ago. Move the fuck on and grow the fuck up. Go find a new dick to suck. I'm just sorry. I just can't play no more. I'm sorry. I told y'all as I go into this new season, y'all gonna get me a little bit more raw. I can't play no more. If you want to, listen, I'm not mad. If you want to be gay, be gay. If you want to be transgender, be transgender. That shit means nothing to me. At the end of the day, I see a person standing in front of me, and most of y'all motherfuckers is broken.
Y'all are literally, I have more people crying on my telephone than I have people smiling, joy, and exuberant. I spend more of my time keeping my energy fixed so I can fix the mess that y'all keep giving the world. And then y'all have the audacity to say that y'all love somebody. That is the most plagiarized word in the English language, love. Y'all misuse, abuse, destroy, deflect that word so much. Love should not hurt. There are people in relationships right now with someone who loves them, and they can't even accept the love because when they go to go hug them, they're flinching because the person before them used to beat the shit out of them. They can't accept someone just wanting to give them a gift because they know if that gift was given to them, that something was going to be taken from them tomorrow as soon as they got up. We, as a society, have so much PTSD, and we don't even want to love on each other. Love is not fucking sex every single time. I'm a nudist. I hate clothes, but I will put on clothes out of respect for my fellow man. When it needs to be, I tell people, don't come be where I'm at. I'ma be naked. But if you choose to come hang out with me, you're going to see dick and balls. If you feel some type of way, go home. I didn't invite you anyway. You showed up, and you knocked on the door. I told you what I was going to be like when you showed up. You wanted to see. You was too busy trying to be nosy or trying to say, oh, he's just a liar. Well, I'm sorry. Don't call my bluff. I'm 100% fact 100% of the time, and I tell people don't believe in 100%, so you don't have to believe in me because I do. Some of y'all need to get that confidence of believing in yourself again. Have the same confidence that you had in yourself when you was two. A two-year-old would jump off the back of the couch without fear. Some of y'all don't even have enough fear to go out y'all front door right now to just walk to go check the mailbox. Some people don't have enough confidence just to go throw the trash in the trash can outside. Some people don't have the confidence to go to a job because they would rather classify themselves as an introvert just so they can get away from people because people have spent so much time hurting them that they'd rather not deal with anybody at all. They'd rather be at home in their bed where at least they feel like there should be safety. Kids can't go to school because we get shot because of stupidness, and we're talking about the bait-and-switch mentality versus everybody out here screaming empowerment. If everybody was empowering as they said, why would we have so much bait-and-switch? Why do we have so much hurt? We literally just came from under a president who had 4 years of bait-and-switch. Everything he said was either a lie or not all the way the truth. I don't play politics because I don't know what the hell this president's doing. I'm calling a spade. I don't play politics. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. It does not matter to me. I'm an independent. I tell people that every day. Registered. You can go get my card because I don't care. I tell people I'm not just black. I'm also indigenous. My family's from the United States. We didn't come over here on no fucking slave ship. You're going to quit talking to me like I'm a fucking fool. I'm American through and through, whether your government recognizes that or not. I know my history. I tell people, we can go open up my family book with our family crest on the front and go back and look through generations of pictures and names. It's lineage. It's chronicle for us. See, what people don't understand is not every black person is that story of being on the slave ship. You better fight for the right and the credit that you deserve. I tell people, when you go deal with Latinos will tell you, salsa, they learned that from the blacks who came to their islands through slave trade. See, that was a cultural combination of two cultures coming together. But if we don't know our history, bait and switch mentality will have you believing that you're empowered. That's why I tell people. They be like, oh, you date Latinos. I said, they're black. Every Latino person will tell you they got a black grandma somewhere back in the closet. The old joke is actually a running joke for most Latino countries. There's a dark grandma somewhere in the closet. They believe that myth because it's not a myth. It's a cultural fact. I don't say this because I've never been anywhere. I've traveled this entire globe. I've been to multiple countries. I've been to multiple regions, and I have seen it. And the one thing that I keep telling people, there is nothing different in any other culture other than the process of how you do it. Religion is on every continent. Food is on every continent. The earth is 60% water, so bitch, how they out of water confuses the fuck out of me. Your definition of third world poverty is somebody else's definition of wealth. Settling for foolishness. I don't care how much Meg sold her body on the stage. You see, she went and got a degree. Stop settling. Every rapper that you know that sold an album in the 90s and the 80s and the early 2000s, go look at their kids and go look at them graduating from colleges. Look at them getting degrees. Look at them creating generational wealth for themselves. Stop acting like fools and investing in the bait and switch movement. Get empowered. The craziest thing is a young lady walked up to me and asked me, do you teach finance? Yes, ma'am, I do. I do. I've been teaching it for 34 years. I believe in it. I believe wealth is the key to freedom, success, and happiness. But not wealth just in monetary concepts, fiduciary responsibilities, as well as generational wealth, as well as peaceful, passive commerce of wealth. And if you're not teaching all three aspects of those, you're doing your family and you're doing your community a disjustice. Me as a person, I have 9 businesses legally registered in the United States. I participate in all 9 of them. I believe wholeheartedly in everything that I do, believe in, and I teach. It does not matter whether we glitter it up with hip-hop or whether we play jazz. I spend all morning listening to gospel music. I clean the entire house listening to gospel. John P. Key was actually who I listened to this morning. Anybody who don't believe me, you can go look it up. The first album is Show Up that came on my playlist, and I tell people all the way, the first song I actually listened to is I Shall Do. And basically all he's saying is, I shall. We're going to play that for a commercial break because somebody needs to hear that. That energy is here. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Y'all got me really in my feelings this morning. Y'all got me. Let's take this quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Wherever you want me to go, I'm willing to obey, oh Lord, to let me know whatever.
Yeah. you want to be, but what the law wants you to be. If so, stand on your feet, look your neighbor in the eye and say, I shall do it. Let me see the fool. Not your will, but the will of the Lord shall be done. Nevertheless, nevertheless, come back here, Peter.
See, what y'all didn't understand is that message he was given as he was going out is what so many people fail to realize. See, you were given a vision, but because of man, you are chained and bound. See, we so easily get adapted to all the different things that we come under influence of. And once we become under those influences, we change our demographic to understand the influences that we now sit up under. But if you don't separate yourself from things, it doesn't matter. See, people get mad at me when I say, I don't even go to church because I separate myself from all things first. Because in order to minister, see, we focus on communion. See, when we take communion, let me help a few people out. When we take communion, right? We take communion under the precepts of saying, this is the body of Christ, right? And we take communion in remembrance of him, right? That's what we actually say this as, I'm an ordained minister. I can say these things. Right? So we take communion literally in the mindset of saying that we're going to remember Christ. What we forget is the whole purpose of saying being Christian is to be Christ-like. And in order to be Christ-like, you have to walk. You have to actually get in front of people. It's not about sitting in a building. The word prayer is literally a conversation with God without ceasing. That's literally the definition. So that means you should be in constant prayer. Your spirit should be in prayer at all times. Your energy should be focused on peace, getting better. Your mindset, your focus, your desire should be one with I'm getting better, not for you, for me. You're benefiting from being around me, not the other way around. If a person is not a benefit to your life, they are useless. They are dead. They are stagnant. That's your enemy. Let me say it again. If a person is stagnant, if they're not helping, if they add no value, if they don't perpetuate you to move forward, if they don't say go back to school, if they don't say, girl, go get that job, if they don't say go to trade school, if they don't say it's okay that you got pregnant, but we gonna get through this together, if they don't go to the store and buy the Pampers and just put them on your doorsteps, get them out your life. If their mindset is, ooh, girl, you know, if you really love me, you would be watching my makeup tutorial. If that's all the fuck they got to talk about, you don't need them. They chasing dollars. They not chasing love. There's nothing wrong with them supporting your business and your dream, but if they can't support the vessel on the inside, see, the first thing I tell anybody being around me, first of all, when you ask me to take you to McDonald's, I'm going to cuss at you because I'm going to tell you I can go in the kitchen and I can cook a meal better than McDonald's is going to give you. As a girl listening to this show right now will tell you, the reason why she fell in love with me as a person, she said, this nigga make perfect bacon. That's exactly how she said it. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I make other things too. She goes, yes, but this is like perfect bacon. Yes, some people still just love bacon that much. I love food. My love language is food. You want to get me excited? Tell me, hey, I'm going to go bring you the food. I'll still cook it. I'm that excited for food. It's okay to acknowledge who you are. It's okay. If you're crying right now, listen to this, that's okay too. Acknowledge where you are. Go to bed. Vow to get up tomorrow to never be like you are today, to not be broken, to not be hurt, to not be jobless, to not be poor, to not be in economic shambles, to not be in a place you don't want to be, to not be in the situation you don't want to be in, to not be laying next to the person you don't want to be laying next to not have some type of love for a person you shouldn't be loving on. It's okay. We've all been there. I've been divorced twice. A very wise man says to me on a daily basis this statement, it's okay to make a mistake. Don't let it be your last by being in jail or prison or dead. If your mistake that you made wasn't that severe, it's okay. Get up, dust yourself off, be better for tomorrow. But if you're saying that you can't do something because of fear of a person, place, a thing, a government, a job, a supervisor, man, please. I tell people all the time, you better try Jesus. Don't try me. I hit back. I kick back. I fight back. However you like it. But try Jesus. He got that kind of patience. I don't. I love you, but I promise you, I will not take abuse because y'all think that that's what abuse is. And let me tell y'all something. Parents of adult children, y'all are the modern-day plantation owners. Let me clarify this while we're talking about empowerment. Let me help y'all understand. Some of y'all own houses and property and all types of things, and y'all are treating y'all children as if they shouldn't have access to the generational wealth that y'all created. Y'all are still acting like these adult children are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you're making these adult children go out here and struggle because you believe that increases intestinal fortitude, and nobody should have to go through anything just to get something. Life itself is a challenge. Matter of fact, if you go to Proverbs and Psalms, the Bible clearly says in there that I give you enough in the day to handle for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's in there. Especially those of you who are men and who have female children. If your female children are adults, would you rather them be in your household where they are safe and they are protected and they can build and they can grow? Or would you rather have them connected to a man who is only using them because of what they have and what they can get because of them? This is happening every day. The one thing that I said that my daughter will never have to worry about is for a man to be a provider of her life. Because there are two things that I believe that you should bring to a relationship. If you bring nothing else, you should be a great communicator and y'all should be able to fuck. That's it. Everything else, y'all may have to figure out who's going to be in charge and who leads. But those two don't require leadership. Great sex life and great communication doesn't require leadership. It requires submission. It requires you saying, I'm willing to submit here. not be foolish, because as a lifestyle mentor as well, my second teaching, the submissive has the most power. The number one thing in a dominant submissive relationship is that the submissive sets the rules. Nobody actually understands that concept. The submissive sets the guideline, because if the submissive can't handle it, if it's too much for the submissive should have an out. They are not slaves. A wife is not a slave. A baby mama is not a slave. A daughter is not a slave. We cried so much about slavery, and we're now the modern-day plantation owners. You can only go out and do as I say, when I say, how I say. You better go to church. You better love the same God that I love, and you better love to do things the way that I love to do it. And if you don't like to do it, you are a heathen, and there's nothing good about you. That's where we stand at in America, the modern-day parent. That's the modern-day parent who has adult children. Because, see, most of y'all sorry bastards had kids at 14, and now y'all judging y'all kids who had kids at 14. And don't say you didn't, because we've been having the same classes for years. The reason why they took home ec out of school is because they actually said home ec was making girls be more promiscuous with the idea of creating families earlier in life, not realizing you were taking them away from skills like sewing and cooking and things of that nature. And so now you got to go pay some fucking seamstress $30 to go get a patch sewn on a shirt that somebody in the family should be able to readily do. Because we got rid of those skills. So I told my daughter, I said, baby, the one thing that my daughter will never have to worry about is she'll never go without food, because I will teach her. I have taught people how to cook around the world. She will know how to cook. Her brothers know how to cook. My nephew has a catering business in North Carolina. He knows how to cook. His mother has a catering business in North Carolina. She knows how to cook. My other two sisters have a catering business in Tennessee. They know how to cook. That's been passed down in my family. If you go all through North Carolina, we do that. If you go on my grandfather's side and you go to Rhode Island and you go to New York, we have restaurants everywhere. See, I told people, now I'm going to brag a little bit. Y'all going to find out what the fuck I do and what we do. Because, see, for the longest, I never talked about what it is that we do. I just gave y'all information. Now you have to see it, because a lot of people don't believe it unless you put it in their hands and you give them access. See, while y'all was doing nothing last night, I was watching a live concert in London last night, because my cousin was playing a live drum set on a stage at the O2 London Auditorium with Melba Moore on the stage as the lead actor. He was the drummer. His name is Billy Osborne from the legendary group LTD. You, no matter what you are a part of, good or bad, it made you, but it doesn't define you. You define you. Between you and your creator and the partnership that y'all have there between, that's what defines you. The only person that can get in the way of that is you. He, she, or it, however you want to define it, has already wrote your life if you believe that. So it's up to you to take your own will, because we do get free will, so to take your own will and attempt to learn how to make the best decisions and put the best foot forward in everything that you do. And if you do that, at the end of the day, you should reflect back and have had a very healthy and promising life. At 40 years old, I tell people, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and they was like, you're really at peace with dying. I said, if I die tomorrow, I'll be okay. And they said, how can you say that? I said, because at 40 years old, I've literally, other than watching my last child grow up to be an adult and to spend the last of my years growing old and being gray and those types of accomplishments. I've done everything in my life that I've ever wanted to do. I've traveled. I've made all the money that I wanted to make. I've been all the places that I've ever wanted to be. I've had all the hobbies that I've ever thought that I had a nightclub in Iraq. I had a nightclub. I need people to understand that. In the middle of a war zone, I had a nightclub in Iraq. Anything is possible. You have to believe you can do those things. It's not about the money. People look at me all the time, they say, bro, you go out and do stuff and you'll say you got $5 in your name and then the next thing I know you got a whole whatever, because it's not about the money. There's other people out there that want to do the same thing that you want to do. Find them. Get away from the people who don't want to do what you want to do. My absolute favorite thing to do is go to the beach. I try to do that once a week, no matter what. That didn't have to do that. That's not cheating. That's not being in an outside relationship. That has nothing to do with anything. I go sit on the beach with my speaker, my radio, my phone at sunrise. I sing to the heavens. I get my energy about myself. I get a free pedicure for my feet, and I come home. And I go home. Life is really that simple, guys. We are hurting. We need love, but we need real people to empower us. Stop committing us to mental institutions. Get us off of these drugs and pharmaceuticals. Give a person a hug. Sometimes all somebody needs is to lay their head on your shoulder and hear the words, it's going to be. That really is enough. You'd be surprised the littleness that someone needs, the energy that they require from you. But we can't, because instead of being the empowerment person, we are the bait and switch person claiming that it's empowerment. I challenge you, call out bait and switch mentalities. I challenge you, acknowledge the bait and switch mentality. There's absolutely nothing, and I need you to hear me, there's nothing wrong with understanding who you are. But there's also nothing wrong with understanding what's going on around you. All right, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our person of the day, and then we're going to take this quick commercial break.
She's been sounding out, she's been bold about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the path, all these things they help you make. She's been lost and found, and she's still around, there's a reason for everything, yeah. No, I've been wrong. Trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong. Put my life all up in these cones. Just so you can feel me, you can just take me as I am. Have done or have done. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. As I am. Or have not. all. Yes, she's older now. Yes, she's wiser now. Can't disguise her now. She don't need no one telling her what to do and say. No one telling her who to be. She's on solid ground. She's been lost and found. Now she answers to people. And she's confident. This is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me.
Listen, if you... Oh. Mary don't want to go off. Mary want to talk to y'all tonight. Listen, I love Mary, man. Mary, give it to you, man. If you felt that song, that's Take Me As I Am by Mary. And that was on the Breakthrough album. I love that album. I actually believe outside of her first album, that might actually probably be her most inspirational album of all time, the Breakthrough album. Man, I love me some Mary J. Blige. Anyways, we have to do... which I know is my favorite part of the day, is we do what is called Black People Are Dope. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my best friend. And this is not Tanya. This is my actual best friend, my first best friend, my oldest best friend, my dearest best friend. Her birthday's coming up this week on December the 16th, and I know we won't have a show between now and then. And so I wanted to select her for Black People Are Dope. She is the owner and the creative executive of Mary Lou's Kitchen out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, 910 shout out. I've watched this person go through so much and yet while going through still was able to encourage me, still was able to lift me up, still was able to teach me and educate me and guide me, even when she didn't know the answers and when she didn't truly understand where the wisdom was coming from that she was searching from inside of her. Even at a young age when we were kids, she still reached back towards me and guided me and mentored me and encouraged me. And for the first time in years, I went home and I saw her, and it was beautiful. Her boys were living in a duplex, one on one side, one on the other side, with the young ladies that was in their life at the time, and their children was in the home, and my sister was going back and forth between the two. Oldest best friend is my big sister. She is the inspiration behind everything that I do.
She tried to kill me once. I want to tell this story a little bit. She tried to kill me once. She was an only child for quite a number of years, like 3, 4, 5 years, you know. She's older than this, my older sister. And then I was born. And she put a pillow over my face to suffocate me. Like, real talk, she was going to kill me. Like, and my mom explained to her what she was doing, and she was like, but, mommy, it was just me. And she goes, yes, but now it's just us. And she goes, after my mom explained to her what just us meant, it validated her as a person. It gave her a new focus on life, and she then, at that moment in time, became the big sister that she's been for me the rest of my life. Sometimes a person hurting will make a bad decision not knowing the right information. This is why mentors are important. I tell people all the time, I love my mentors. I have some of the greatest mentors. They've written books. They're world-renowned. They're leaders. They're pastors. They're all types of great, wonderful people. But it does me no justice of calling those people friends if I never applied the wisdom that they gave me. My sister was the first person to ever give me wisdom. And she said her exact words to me when I was just a little boy. And never forget, I had ran away from a foster home. And I robbed on my sister's front door. I ran from Hope Mills, North Carolina, to Fayetteville, North Carolina. Came out Hill, to be exact. And I rang the doorbell. And my sister looked at me and she goes, what are you doing here? Everyone's looking for you. I goes, I know. I've been here all day. And she goes, what? I said, yeah. I said, I've been laying across the street for 12 hours. She goes, you didn't eat? She goes, I have food with me. She goes, you didn't go to the bathroom? I said, all that dirt outside? And she just laughed. And we went inside, and she said, Bo, you can't stay here. And I said, I know. Just give me 24 hours. I was 9. I called my cousin, which is another one of my personal mentors, my cousin Cynthia Green White, however you want to put her last names in order. Okay. She worked for the Department of Children and Families at the time. And I said, hey, I know I need to turn myself in, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it through you. My sister asked me, she says, Bo, what are you going to do? I said, remember when I was following you and you came home and we had got into that argument and you said, why do I need to follow you when you're great all by yourself? She goes, yeah. I said, I'm going to go be great all by myself, and I'll take care of this. And I got my sisters out of an abusive home, and I got my sisters into a home where they would be nurtured and they would be cared for until my mom got out of federal prison and was able to get custody of us again. It does not matter the sacrifice. Somebody has to make it. It doesn't matter whether it's running away to go get help. It doesn't matter whether it's staying to fight. Somebody has to make the sacrifice. I've always believed in myself. There's no other person to fight than me. And as long as I'm alive, those in my life, those who need me, those who desire to be in my energy and in my presence and around me, I will fight for them. Because sometimes even Moses and even Aaron and even Jesus and even Paul had interpreters when they had to go talk to certain people. Not every language is customary. Nobody understood Joseph because Joseph was able to interpret dreams. Nobody understood the patience and the sacrifice of Job. See, those characters are great characters, but I ask people all the time, are we believing in the characters or are we believing that some of those traits belong in us as well? See, you can be a Mary. You can be a Mary Magdalene. You can be whoever it is out of those books that you choose to pull strength from. The most important thing is you have to pull the strength. Then you have to knowledgeably garner a plan, and then you must effectively carry it out. Some plans take minutes. Some plans take decades. I told myself I was going to retire at 40. My retirement party is January the 19th, 2022. I'll be 40 years old. I love y'all. I holla.